Craig McRae. I saw him flustered in round one.
Yes.
On the bench, we're talking about how he's just body language. He just, for the first time, you know, normally he's energetic on the bench, but he's sort of looking at and going, these players aren't doing what I want them to do for the first time in 2 years. So you're right, he's not getting the response from his players. And when you're winning all the time, you're winning these tight ones, they were doing a lot wrong, but you get away with it and all that, whereas now they're not getting away with it, Beaver.
How much weight do you put on the fact that Collingwood's draw at the start of this year is super tough? Hawthorn in Gather Round is their only opponent in their first six that wasn't a fellow finalist from last year. And as soon as you win the premiership, you do have a massive target right in the middle of your back.
Last year, though, they lost five games. So I just think when you're a good team, you just win. And you find a way to win, you know, and get the job done. Like, you know, who have Sydney beaten? Sydney have beaten Melbourne in the first game. They beat Collingwood in the second game. They take care of the bomber seat. That's what you do when you're a good side. So
It's a good question, though. Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, it obviously is. It does. Clubs do. You know,
one stands still. So if you're the premiers and you talk about the bullseye on your back, sides start to build their side to beat you.
Yeah.
And what you do well. So when they make list and, you know, trade for agency draft decisions, it's off the back of you've been the very good side. What do we need to do to counter that? And they prepare the way they train, the way they play, the way they set up drill. So everything is almost designed to beat you and, of course, other finalists. But people zero in on exactly what you're doing well and how we can defeat it.
So 0-4 if they lose tonight. Hawthorn have always had a nasty habit, even when Collingwood are flying, of making a nuisance of themselves with the Pies. Then they have the bye. Then they've got Port Adelaide at the MCG, which might have massive ramifications if they do don't get over the line.
And the hard part is that, say you're 0-4, it's the effort to get to 50-50. That's an exhausting effort to try and get to 4-4, 5-5, 6-6. And you're chasing, and it's exhausting. And you get to the final. I remember Sydney made that big run 1 year, didn't they? With their season, they started maybe 0-7 or 1-1, and they got there, but they went out in the first week of the finals.